Hello, I'm Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Welcome to Visual Hierarchy, Making Priority Obvious at a Glance. Where we are. Last week, we talked about the five design principles and how journey mapping reveals where communication breaks down. This week, let's dig deeper into the principle that controls how people experience every message you send. You're sitting in that department meeting. The chair projects slide 3 of 27. It's a wall of text, 12 bullet points, all the same size, all the same weight. Your eyes scan for something, anything to anchor to. Nothing stands out. Everything competes for attention, so you check your phone under the table. By slide 7, you've retained exactly zero information. Later that day, the uncomfortable realization hits. This is exactly how parents feel reading your newsletters, how teachers experience your policy updates, how students navigate your assignment instructions. The problem isn't that people don't want to pay attention. It's that when everything screams for attention, nothing gets heard. The science behind the scanning. Here's what actually happens in your brain when you encounter a wall of undifferentiated text. Your cognitive processing slows to a crawl. Our brains process visual information far more efficiently than text, but only when that visual information has clear structure. Without visual hierarchy, your brain treats every element as equally important, forcing it to evaluate each piece individually. It's exhausting. And exhaustion leads to one predictable outcome: disengagement. The reality is that visual hierarchy controls the delivery of the experience. If you don't know where to look, it's almost impossible to extract meaning quickly. And in our attention-starved world, quickly is all you get. But here's the insight that changes everything. You already know how to create hierarchy. You do it every time you teach or deliver a presentation. The hidden hierarchy you already use. Think about it. Every successful lesson you've ever taught used visual hierarchy, just not on paper. Watch yourself next time you're explaining something complex to students. You naturally create hierarchy through the following. Volume shifts. Raising your voice for key points, dropping to a whisper for emphasis. Temporal spacing. Those strategic pauses that make students lean in. Physical positioning. Moving to different parts of the room to signal topic changes. Gestural emphasis. Those hand movements that underscore critical concepts. Visual hierarchy is simply the written equivalent of what your body and voice do naturally. The question isn't whether you can do it, it's whether you're translating that instinct to the page. The hierarchy equation that makes a difference. After analyzing and personally producing thousands of school communications, G identified a simple equation that works. Impact equals size times contrast times isolation. Here, we'll break it down with real examples. Size alone isn't enough. A large headline in a sea of other large text? Still invisible. Contrast without purpose confuses. Five different colors competing? That's visual noise, not hierarchy. Isolation amplifies everything. One bold deadline surrounded by white space? Impossible to miss. The most effective school communications use all three multipliers, and you don't need to be a designer to do this. But here's another reality. Even when we know the equation, we still fall into the same predictable traps. I see them everywhere, and I've been guilty of them myself. The democracy trap. Treating all information equally because you don't want anything to feel less important. Result? Nothing feels important at all. The highlight hysteria. Using bold, italics, underlines, colors, and caps all in the same document. When you emphasize everything, you emphasize nothing. The bury-the-lead syndrome. Putting critical information after context, explanation, or pleasantries. mobile readers never make it that far. The wall of text intimidation. Dense paragraphs that look like work to read. People's brains literally rebel against these visual blocks. The footnote fallacy. Putting essential information in small print because it's just details. If it's essential, it shouldn't be microscopic. So how do we avoid these traps? Stop thinking about individual elements and start thinking in zones. The three-zone system for instant clarity. Instead of thinking about hierarchy as a complex design principle, think of your communication as having three zones. Zone 1, the glance zone. This is what people see without trying. It should contain only what matters if they read nothing else. In a 5-second drive-by reading, what must they know? For schools, this is usually deadlines, canceled events, safety information, or required actions. Zone 2, the scan zone. This is what people see when they're interested enough to look closer. It provides context for Zone 1 and helps them decide whether to fully engage. Think brief explanations, key benefits, or simple next steps. Zone 3, the study zone. This is for people who need complete information. They've committed to reading, so you can include details, background, and comprehensive instructions. But here's the crucial part. Zones 2 and 3 should never be required to understand Zone 1. So here's a practical toolkit you can use. The headline audit. Pull up your last 5 emails. Can someone understand the main point by reading only the subject lines and first lines? If not, you are burying your lead. The squint test. Display your document and squint until it's blurry. The elements that remain visible are your true hierarchy. If everything blurs together, you have no hierarchy. The 5-second challenge. Show your communication to someone for exactly 5 seconds. Take it away. What do they remember? That's your actual hierarchy, regardless of what you intended. The highlighter method. Print your communication. Use 3 highlighters. Pink for must know even if reading nothing else, yellow for helpful context, and green for reference details. If you have more than 15% pink, you're trying to make too much critical. If you have no pink, you're not prioritizing at all. This is your move this week. Choose your most problematic recurring communication. Apply this 3-step hierarchy makeover. Step 1. Identify your one thing. If people remember only one element, what should it be? Make that element at least 3 times larger than anything else. Step 2. Create breathing room. Add white space around your critical element. Think of it as a spotlight. The empty space makes the important content shine. Step 3. Reduce everything else. Demote non-essential elements. Smaller size, lighter color, or move to Zone 3. Be ruthless. Your clarity depends on it. What's coming next? When perfect design meets phone reality. You've mastered hierarchy, but what happens when your beautifully designed email gets opened on a phone in a noisy Starbucks? Next, we dive into context. Why 78% of your carefully formatted messages are failing on mobile, and how to fix it. The Complete Design for Clarity mini course, with video walkthroughs, interactive templates, before and after libraries, and implementation tools, will be available at the end of this series for those who want the full system. Your experience. What's the worst hierarchy disaster you've encountered in school communications? That document where you literally couldn't figure out what mattered. Reply and tell us about your hierarchy transformation this week. Send G your before and after. She loves seeing these transformations in action. Thanks for listening.